just so tough being a celebrity. So let's hitch up the wagons and head out west to the land of the fun and the sun. We'll be real world bachelor, jackass millionaires. Hey, hey, Hollywood, here we come. Yeah, when you're a celebrity, it's adios reality. No matter what you do, people think you're cool just 'cause you're on TV. Being a celebrity, yeah, celebrity.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Legendary actor Gene Hackman is dead. Authorities conducted a welfare check Wednesday at the Santa Fe area home that Hackman shared with his wife, Betsy Arakawa.
Early this morning, Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza confirmed that the 95-year-old Hackman, his 64-year-old wife, and their dog were all found dead in their home. Despite that, Mendoza says no foul play is suspected.
You brought him on my boat. Our man is down behind enemy lines.
In an acting career that spanned four decades, Gene Hackman won a trophy case filled with awards, including two Oscars. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Those were Best Actor honors 20 years apart for The French Connection and Unforgiven, accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award in 2003. Hackman described his career.
It's a make-believe world, and as I say, it's what I wanted to do as a child, and I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
This is ABC News. Another twist in the Menendez brothers saga. A week after one door appeared to close on their efforts to get out of prison, a new door appears to have opened wider.
Governor Gavin Newsom is ordering the California Parole Board to launch what's called a comprehensive risk assessment as part of the process to decide on clemency for the brothers. The governor on his podcast, This is Gavin Newsom, said the investigation will look at...
Do they pose a current, what we call, unreasonable risk to public safety?
But he warns it does not mean he will decide to release them. He's been waiting while the courts weigh in. Even if Newsom decides to release the brothers, it could take months. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Controversial influencers Andrew and Tristan Tate have left Romania and are headed to the U.S. The two were charged with human trafficking and indicted last year in Romania. The brothers deny all allegations. It's not clear what conditions they're under that allows them to travel to the U.S. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin state government is projected to finish the current fiscal year June 30th with a $4.3 billion surplus. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says the last state budget has a lot to do with that. Voss says 95% of tax reductions that were vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers is the basic reason for the state's current massive surplus. The Natural Resources Board announced Wednesday it'll hold open hearings on PFAS contamination in groundwater and how to regulate that. No dates have been set, but they'll be announced in the coming weeks. Legislative Republicans have prevented the rules from being implemented the last two times they were brought forward. And a Monroe County town official is accused of embezzlement. Town of Adrian treasurer Kelly Schlusner was booked into the county jail Tuesday on the suspicion of misconduct in office and theft. Schlusner is accused of embezzling $294,000 from the town over the past 3 years.
Attention, recently retired folks. A new adventure is waiting for you at Covison Buses. Many retirees are driving bus for a second career. Bring home an extra income and enjoy a flexible work schedule. Be a positive influence and help the kids in your community. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Calling all moms looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare, a twofold win. Join the Mom Army at Covison and bring your child to work. Now is your chance. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Covison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. Moms, find out how you can join the Mom Army at Covison. Visit Covison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Covison terminal near you.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. And she's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. The wind will die down. The sun will come out later this afternoon with a high in the low to mid 40s today. Tonight will drop to the low 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, very windy. We'll get to 45 at lunchtime with falling temperatures in the afternoon. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet and savory with just a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Order some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood. Well, a few nights later, I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this here's a double white trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
She's a queen.
Getting fixed up when you wake up, you're pretty enough. Look out your window at the cloud of dust. That's my headlights, that's my truck. So come on, baby, don't you keep me waiting. I gotta go, I got a reservation. Tailgate for two underneath the stars. Kiss on your lips when you're in my arms. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, every now and then you get a night like this. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is one. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Girl, I bet you thought I lost my mind. Out of the blue, pulling into your drive. Wonder why I got your way out here. Have you ever seen a sky this clear? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, you never look better than you do right now. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, heaven, let your light shine down. Come on, baby, let me take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Take you on a night ride. Windows down, sitting on my side. Tick tock, now we're knocking on midnight. Me and you, girl, running out of moonlight. I wanna hold you till the break of dawn. Hear the crickets sing a riverside love song. Hey, baby, all we got is all night. Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight. Hey, baby, don't it feel so right? Well, come on now, we're running out of moonlight.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
Since the night.
did a thing you miss. I'll have to get through this by my damn self. I ain't nothing but beer and bones. Honey, since I lost you, I ain't made a bite since the night that you said we're
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Michael Montgomery, Beer and Bones here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 30s across the region. Our ag weather forecast this hour. In our newsmaker segment this hour, we'll be chatting with Sean Connolly from UW Extension. Getting ready for the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest as well with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and the Wisconsin Soybean Association. So we'll talk with Sean a little bit about that here coming up this hour. Well, a couple of other things going on. We'll continue our spotlight of Alfdahl Farms with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin this morning at 9:10, and then later today it's Wheels Up as we get ready to go to a Commodity Classic. We're heading out for Commodity Classic later on today. And be listening for reports from a Commodity Classic, as we'll be chatting with folks from the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board as well. So getting ready to go to that. Now, because of that, of course, the Durand, Arkansas boys are playing Colfax tonight. We won't have that game on the radio tonight. We also won't have the girls game on Friday, and if the girls do win Friday, the girls game on Saturday as well with the regionals. Again, the equipment that I use, I have to take with me to Commodity Classics. So we won't have those games on the radio. You'll have to use the Durand, Arkansas School District's In the Huddle page to be able to watch and or listen to the games. I'll be back on Monday night. And then we head to the Eau Claire Farm Show next Tuesday and Wednesday. But even though the farm show is going on, if there are games, we'll have those games for you starting again next week. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Through the years, we've seen fluid milk replaced with less healthy alternatives, but that trend appears to be changing. As we get an update from our nation's capital with Alan Birga with the National Milk Producers Federation. So, Alan, what are you hearing regarding fluid milk consumption?
Well, we're seeing good news on milk consumption on several fronts. One has been going on for several years now, and the other one is relatively recent. The first one is market share of real milk versus plant-based beverages. You know, there was a time when it was almost conventional wisdom that fluid milk was going to keep losing market share to plant-based alternatives because of consumer preferences, because of different products in that sphere. And that has been stopped dead in its tracks and, in fact, been reversed over the last 3 years. Plant-based beverage consumption peaked in 2021. And when you take a look at some recent year-end numbers for 2024, you see that decline continuing. And because that decline, you know, has been by a relatively high single-digit percentage amount, in recent years, fluid milk has actually been seizing back market share from plant-based beverages. Because while fluid milk consumption has been going down for some time, it's a less steep ascent. It's a smaller percentage. And so relatively, fluid milk does better. Now, the recent news pulling on that is, not only has the decline in fluid milk slowed, It's actually now being reversed. We've seen the year-end USDA numbers, and fluid milk consumption in the United States went up last year for the first time since 2009. And what's significant about that is not only is it the first gain in 15 years, it's the type of gain. In 2009, if you remember, we were in the midst of a huge depression in the dairy economy, and it was the middle of the financial crisis. Prices were low. Grocery stores were practically giving milk away, and that's part of what drove that growth in consumption. In 2024, frankly, milk prices were fairly high. It was just that consumers wanted it. The demand was greater. And so when you take a look at the rediscovery of milk and the increase in milk and contrast that with the continued decline in plant-based beverages, you see a solid foundation for a pretty solid future for fluid milk in the U.S. in a way that you haven't seen in quite some time.
We're talking with National Milk's Alan Birga on the rise in fluid milk consumption. What do you think are the reasons for people getting back on the milk wagon?
You know, I actually think that the strategy of trying to get the labels to properly show what a dairy term is, what a dairy product is and what it isn't, has helped raise some of these issues of nutrition with consumers. You know, a lot of consumers were buying these plant-based products. They were trying these plant-based products. They were called milk. They figured it was a one-to-one substitute for milk. And I don't think they were as fully aware then as they are now of some of the real nutritional differences. Also, as some of the environmental claims that you see from the plant-based beverages, frankly, there was a lot of hype going on there. And I think people have wised up to that as well. I also think, you know, and we saw this in the pandemic where you started to see increased consumption of products like butter. People are more confident and more comfortable with products that their grandparents would have recognized. You know, milk has been solid nutrition for generations. People know what it does for strength. They know what it does for bones. Protein is a real concern for the consumer now. Milk is a powerhouse for protein in a way that plant-based beverages simply are not. So you have a lot of consumer trends that are frankly playing in fluid milk's favor. And against the plant-based era, when a lot of scientifically engineered big tech food solutions kind of had a trendiness that I think the bloom has worn off of that by now, and people just want something that's real, that they can depend upon, and that's making them turn to fluid milk.
And that's for overall consumption, but in the classroom, there is another push to get whole milk in schools, and National Milk continues to push the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act.
And, you know, that's really important because school kids are the next generation of milk drinkers. 4 out of 5 cartons of milk consumed at home are whole or 2%. And yet kids can't have that in school. If we give kids the same access to the milk they love at home, at school, that helps food waste, it improves nutrition, it creates the next generation of milk drinkers, and that's all good.
Well, there's a lot going on in Washington these days, but it's nice to know people are drinking milk out there.
This is a great moment for milk, and it's great to be able to talk about something that's positive for nutrition and for dairy.
Well, thank you for the update, Alan. That's Alan Birga, Executive VP of Communications and Industry Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Telling me to make my move. This listen to it. Their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I know what love is, what's it to you?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker and What's It To You here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 35 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk up 14 to 18.96, April up 17 to 18.62, May up 16 at 18.71, June milk steady at 17.99. Cheese markets yesterday were mixed. Barrels up a quarter to 179.5, 40-pound blocks down 1 to 187. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 233.5, 26 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 3/4 to 120 and 3/4, 6 trades. Dry weigh steady at 53.5. No trades on the day. Cattle futures are called mixed today. Hogs are called higher. Cattle futures had adjusted to the numbers on the cattle on feed report with further movement influenced by what the cash market will do. Packers haven't been interested this week with limited bids posted. That should change today as business should surface. Feedlots seem less interested in selling at lower cash, having moved the cattle that they needed to over the past few weeks. They may again hold cattle over if they do not receive at least steady money. Now, box beef prices, though, were lower. And feeder cattle prices showed limited weakness but maintained the substantial price spread to live cattle. Potential tariffs on Mexico and Canada have been delayed until April 2nd. Hogs rebounded nicely once all of the liquidation finally subsided. Higher cash and higher cutouts were providing support and should continue to provide support today. February live cattle opens the day at 198.82, April 194.62, June 191.27, March feeder cattle open at 247.37, April 273.52, May at 271.82, April hogs open at 88.30, May 92.45, June 100.87. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are slightly lower, soybeans higher, wheat lower today. Ahead of Friday's first notice day for March futures, corn, soybeans, and soy meal are all moderately higher. Wheat is lower in a quiet type of trade. The recent weakness has been attributed to longs exiting the March positions ahead of delivery, talk of bearish tariff implications, and the ongoing favorable weather pattern in South America. Traders did get a bit of breathing room on the tariffs to be imposed on major trading partners, Mexico and Canada. The Trump administration hinted at an April 2nd start to the 25% tariff. March corn and May and July all down a half this morning. March at 477 and three quarters, May 493, July 498. New crop down 1 to 466. March beans up 6.5 to 1031. May up 5.5 to 1046 and three quarters. July up 5 to 1060, 1 and a quarter. New crop up 4 and a quarter to 1049 and three quarters. March soybean meal up 70 cents to 294.10. March soybean oil down 5 cents to 44.92. Chicago wheat, March down 6 to 560. May down 5.5 to 574 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, March up 1 to 6.5, May down 2 to 6.15 and 3 quarters. Energy markets this morning, April crude oil up 62 cents to 69.24, May up 63 cents to 68.93, March gas steady at 1.95, April up a cent to 2.19. That's Check of National Markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's a Wisconsin tradition, so start spreading the word. Whether you've been farming a little while or all your life, it's time to celebrate and see what's new with Wisconsin's oldest tradition. Join us for the 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center. Free admission both days. Don't miss this event to celebrate one of Wisconsin's oldest traditions. The 61st Annual Eau Claire Farm Show March 4th and 5th with free admission from 9 to 3:30 both days at the Chippewa Valley Conference Center.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn at 428, March 428, April 439, new crop 407. Cash beans 940, March 945, April 961, new crop 956. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 431 and a quarter, March 436 and a quarter, April 451 and a half, new crop 417. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 451, April 455, and new crop 418. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 423, new crop 417, cash beans 944, new crop 970. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 428, new crop 417, cash beans 939, new crop 955. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 451, April 462, May 464, new crop at 428. Cash beans 979, April 993, May at 995, and new crop at 987. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 423, and new crop at 410. Cash beans 948, new crop 973. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 192 to 215, Holstein fed cattle 165 to 187, market cows 110 to 143, bulls 148 to 170, calves 360 to 985, beef steers 175 to 410, Holstein steers 175 to 410, sheep markets ewes 105 and down, rams 230 and down, goat markets does 220 and down, bucks 345 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs 190 to 400, fed lambs 160 to 235, and ewes 110 to 145. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to BABBEL.com. That's Babbel.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Here you come.
time I finally learned. So now that I know what you love and can do, who do you think you're talking to? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win. What kind of fool do you think I am? You know I don't need you anymore. Now, do you really think I'm crazy enough to go throwing my good heart after bad love? What kind of fool do you think I am? I ain't falling for you all over again. I ain't playing a game that I know I can't win.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Corn Soy Expo, and thank you to our Corn Soy Expo sponsors, including Elsevia Co-op, Anabis Silo, Animal Wellness Center, Buffalo Valley, Compeer Financial, Amplify Health, Mondovi, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. I'm with Dr. Sean Connolly with UW Extension, and of course, he's always in charge of the big soybean yield contest with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, and that is coming up. And Dr. Connolly, thanks for joining us this morning. Before we talk a little bit about the contest, let's at least talk about, as we get ready for 2024, what are some of the things farmers are going to have to be kind of be on the lookout for?
Yeah, thanks, Brian. I think there's a few things farmers are really going to be doing. Obviously, I think the number one thing they're going to be looking at is really tightening their belts, looking at what the market price is for the different crops and understanding what the input costs are. Farmers really need to, if they don't already, get a good handle of what that bottom line is in order to figure out which inputs they should cut. And I think that's a topic we've been asked quite a bit. And I think there's certain things that farmers, you know, should consider cutting back on, but other things that they shouldn't. For example, I always encourage farmers to invest in, you know, good high-yielding genetics. If you look on the soybean side of things, which is where I primarily focus, you know, a high-yielding, better genetic soybean might cost you $5 to $10 more a unit or a bag per acre. But on the flip side, even at $9 beans, we can see as much as a $180 difference based on just the variability within between a high and a low yielding variety in a given field. So that's a huge difference. I'd rather have farmers invest an extra $7 up front to have the possibility to reaping $150 to $200 in the back end. So that's one place that they should really focus in on. Secondly, they should really focus in on making sure they have a good soil fertility. I know farmers like to cut back a little bit. Specifically, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with these tariffs and what, you know, potash cost is going to be. But again, make sure you are at least at that level where you have optimal soil test K levels, just to make sure we're not limiting our soybean crop in that manner. And thirdly, again, I think an area where farmers skimp back a little bit on is on the weed control side of things. Given the prevalence of glyphosate-resistant water hemp across the state of Wisconsin and other challenging weeds continuing to emerge, farmers really need to do a good job of understanding what weed species they have, getting out there and applying a very strong, good program that first pass to have a burn down, as well as a good pre-emergence program, and then followed up if needed with a strong post-emergence program. So again, invest in genetics, invest in fertility, and invest in good weed control. And the other stuff we can play with is understanding what your bottom line is for your specific farm.
Dr. Connolly, one of your colleagues recently had a paper, and he's on the dairy side, and he had a paper recently about feeding on-farm soybeans to dairy cattle, which is something that is starting to kind of pick up, and there's certain things you have to do, and it's because of these new high oleanic type beans. Is that something for soybean farmers if they can find a market for? Is that an opportunity that they should be looking at? And if it is, do they have to do anything on the agronomy side for that?
Yeah, Brian, I think, again, that's a really good question. I think one of the things we've seen is we actually saw an area around the Green Bay area that they found a local person to be able to process those soybeans. You're going to have to roast them. You're going to have to process them in order to make them, you know, digestible to, you know, a dairy cow. But these high oleic soybeans have, you know, been shown to have an increase in the milk production, milk quality. I think one of the things you have to understand is, depending on where those varieties come from, they may not have the herbicide trait package that you're looking for. A lot of them might just be glyphosate resistant, and they don't have either an Xtend Flex or an E3 package to go with them. So you might just be going and using glyphosate, and if that's the case, you basically have to treat them as a conventional soybean, because glyphosate is not going to work on water hemp. So you just have to understand that that's going to be part of your program, understanding that you're going to have to be really aggressive in basically using a conventional herbicide system in your high oleic soybeans. And again, we're probably a year or two away before we get these E3 beans out there that you have at Liberty, and you'll have like Enlist Duo of capacity to be able to control them over the top. So again, understanding what those herbicide limitations are, but we can manage them. And we grow several hundred thousand acres of conventional beans in the state of Wisconsin. You just have to be more careful in how you manage them. But there's actually a place for them. Again, as you mentioned, Brian, you just got to figure out who locally can process those soybeans for you and just make sure you get us run that cost estimate. But I think it's a good opportunity for farmers to, again, you know, sell a local product to either the dairy farm or feed it themselves.
Talking with Dr. Sean Conley with UW Extension. I had a chance to talk with Dr. Conley here at the Corn Soy Expo. All right, now we'll have the fun part of the interview. It's soybean yield contest time.
Yeah, so this is another really good year. We had almost 100, I think we exactly had 109 entries across the state. We had a really good, you know, amount of or number of entries. And it's funny, I talked to a bunch of the seed industry that helped promote it and encourage it across the state. And they actually have their own internal competition, which is fun for the neighbors. You know, they have their internal one. And then it goes out to the state competition. But we had some really high yields. Nothing over 100 bushels this year that was entered. But again, given the rainfall patterns we had and across much of the state of Wisconsin, we had up to 6 weeks of no rainfall during that significant growth period and into that early to mid seed fill period. So it doesn't really surprise me. But we had some high 90s, which were excellent yields. And even in northern Wisconsin, we had in the high 80s. So again, there are opportunities and places for some of these high yielding events to occur. And this last year we started a couple new contests. One was a new entrant. Basically, if you're a new person who never entered the yield contest before, you're placed in your own category. If the highest yielding new entrant across the state was awarded a prize. And then we have a planting green one, trying to encourage the practice of planting green, because that takes a little bit more management. But we've seen how adding cover crops into the system helps increase, you know, water infiltration, helps increase our organic matter over time. It helps with weed control if you have enough biomass out there. It's just more for a farmer to manage. And so usually we just want to encourage farmers to think about this and show that if, you know, we can get high-yielding soybeans. And this farmer was over 85 bushels, I believe, wow, planting green. So again, there's ways to do it. Just takes more management and more time, but I think long term you're building that soil, building that soil health up that will help that farmer and those farm fields 5, 10, 20 years down the road.
Talking with Dr. Sean Conley this morning from UW Extension. So we'll get ready for the competition this year. So when are entry deadlines and rules and regs, that sort of thing?
So the program was just funded this past week by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and the Wisconsin Soybean Association, who kind of promote and manage this program, where we may be tweaking some of this to make it even easier for farmers to enter in terms of whether or not we allow yield monitors or wagons. We're still in negotiations with that. But overall, the entry forms are due at the end of August, so there's plenty of time to do it. Again, talk to your local seed person. You know, talk to your neighbors. Make it a competition. Now, you know, have some fun with it. Because a lot of the farmers we talked about says, yeah, I may not have won in my area, but, you know, we met with my neighbors. We talked about what we were doing. We had that peer-to-peer learning, and we were able to kind of, you know, joke with it. And, you know, maybe you'll win a side wager as well in addition to the prize here at Corn Soy Expo.
I like that. And there isn't a cost to enter, right?
It's like $25 per field, but again, most of the seed industry, you work with your seed industry and they'll pay for your application. So it's not a huge input cost for you to do it. Even if you didn't want to, you can just do it on yourself. This last year we had a husband and wife pair get first and second in one of the divisions, and so it was great. It was healthy competition even within their own household.
Oh,
so it was fun.
Now I gotta ask, I mean, okay, do you know, was it the husband or the wife that took first? Because I'm sure the spouse is like, now wait a minute here, you cheated.
No, the wife took first place.
Did the husband get a little razzing from some of the other guys?
Well, I razzed him a little bit. And she was pretty proud of it. And it was a lot of fun, you know, because they both managed it different. They had different varieties and different systems. And I think, again, they had their own internal one. And, you know, that's something, if you have a large enough family, a lot of these, our families are LLCs. You have three or four neighbors or cousins or uncles or brothers. You know, have a competition. You know, put something on the line. And just the best part about it is you get to learn and then how to do grow your soybeans more environmentally and economically sustainable. It's just fun, and farmers enjoy the process.
And, you know, for us in western Wisconsin, you know, Pepin County is pretty narrow. So, I mean, Dunn County is like right across the street, or Buffalo County is on the other side of the road. I could see maybe, you know, like even a county versus county thing forming up here.
Yeah, that would be actually a lot of fun. And I think if off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure Pepin County is still one of the few counties that grows soybeans that we have not detected soybean cyst nematode in. So that's another thing. So again, if you are in Pepin County and you have some challenges with soybeans, you're like, why are my soybeans not yielding as well as they did 5 years ago? Remember, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board will pay for any farmer to submit up to 4 free samples. So send some samples in and actually see if you have soybean cyst nematode. I can't believe it's not there, but we haven't colored the county red yet, so that's good for you all.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you know, one of the other big issues has been that white mold, and that's one of those that it doesn't go away, does it?
Right, and that's one of the good things, you know, Brian was Damon Smith was talking about. Not only do we want to manage it for that yield loss in that one in a given year, but we also want to think about sclerotinia or sclerotia. You know, if you're harvesting soybeans, you see these little black things. They look like mouse droppings in your soybean tank, and that's the overwintering survival mechanism of this fungi. But not only are we trying to minimize the yield loss, but we're also trying to minimize the size and the number of sclerotia. So even if they might maybe get away from you in a given year, it's always good to proactively manage white mold, because it's kind of thinking about weed seed production. You're trying to minimize the amount of weed seeds, in a sense that what's what we're doing by doing an effective job of managing white mold. So 2024 was kind of a quiet year for white mold, but again, that's because we had 6 weeks, again, depending on where you were in the state, that didn't get significant rainfall. But those, you know, sclerotinia, they can survive in the soil for decades. So there's other ways to mitigate it. There's some biological controls. Add cover crops, add small grains in the rotational system. So if white mold is a challenge, you know, feel free to kind of talk to myself or go to Dr. Damon Smith's website, Badger Crop Doc, and learn more about white mold and management implications for that on your farm.
Dr. Sean Conley with the UW Extension. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
With the exception of Saturday, looks like above normal temperatures will continue through the early part of next week. Now, we could see some rain and snow showers on Friday as a upper-level system moves through the region. Now, that precipitation will also be accompanied by some strong winds on Friday, with gusts of up to 50 miles an hour possible. A larger storm system over the central U.S. may produce periods of rain and snow showers, though, Tuesday and Wednesday. Forecast for today, partly sunny early, highs in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 20, gusting to 35. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the low 30s, southwest winds at around 10, increasing to 10 to 15, with gusting to 35. For Friday, partly sunny, we'll have highs in the upper 40s, northwest winds at 20 to 30, gusting to 45. For Saturday, mostly sunny and cooler, highs near 30. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 40. Monday, mostly sunny, not as cold, highs in the low 50s. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs near 50. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain and snow, highs in the upper 30s.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Showing beef cattle is a popular project for kids in 4-H and FFA. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Selecting the right animal increases your odds of getting the blue ribbon as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
My brother and sister and I spent our 4-H years showing beef cattle. We got the animals from our uncle who had a cow-calf herd. Some of our club members raised their own and others bought their bovines from cattle producers or feeder calf sales. David Kirkpatrick is a beef extension specialist at the University of Tennessee. He says when you're choosing a steer, the number one quality to pay attention to is disposition. If you can't handle it, it doesn't matter how good it looks. For beginners, he recommends the Hereford breed. They're docile cattle and easy to break to lead. Kirkpatrick says there are physical characteristics that should also be evaluated.
You want to make sure that they're structurally sound and the feet and legs are in good shape. Then you probably need to evaluate the muscling, how wide they walk. Because if you view them from behind, it's certainly another indicator of muscling and thickness over the top. Probably another thing is to evaluate the frame size of these cattle.
Steers are usually purchased when they're 6 to 9 months old and weigh from 500 to 700 pounds. They should finish out between 1,100 and 1,300 pounds at showtime. How long this takes depends on the breed, frame size, and your management of the animal. Having enough time for the appropriate daily weight gain to meet the show standard is another consideration.
There's sort of some calculations you need to figure out. What is an acceptable gain on this calf? If he weighs 700 pounds and I've got 3 months before showing, you can't get 500 pounds on him that quick.
There are good calves and bad calves in every breed. Some people only show purebreds, but crossbred animals are very popular because they combine the good traits of different breeds. Learn more about choosing a show steer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Two-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman is dead. The Santa Fe County, New Mexico sheriff says they conducted a welfare check at Hackman's home.